When you start drawing a map of where people move because of climate change, the arrows can go in a lot of different directions. Take Senegal. For the last several days, we've been telling stories of Senegalese people who are leaving their home country because of climate change. But unpredictable weather patterns across Africa are also sending people to Senegal.
I cannot give an exact number of people, but I can't say it's increasing.
It's a sweltering hot day, and Ousmane Diop is leading us through a field of lettuce, or as they call it here.
What you call salad.
Salad,
English,
yeah.
Salad, yeah. Yeah.
Diop works with the International Organization for Migration, or IOM. They help people from all over West Africa who arrive in Senegal. Many come here just outside of Dakar to a city called Rafisque to labor in the fields, planting seeds and harvesting vegetables.
So some of them come from Gambia, from Mali, some Senegalese from the inland.
From the inland. Senegalese people are also migrating internally to places like this where farms are more productive. A cement factory looms over us. Trucks rumble by on a road that cuts right through the fields, a reminder of how quickly the outskirts of Dakar are crowding in on these farms.
So we're arriving under a great big fiddle leaf fig tree, and in the shade, there are large tires that people are sitting on, chairs, and little stools made out of small branches.
About a dozen men take shelter from the heat. At the foot of the tree, there's a hut with walls of corrugated metal. The men outside, laughing, give us permission to enter.
We have authorization.
We have authorization.
It has a simple sleeping pallet inside.
There are bags hanging from hooks on the wall.
It's cozy.
And dark. It's very cool. Yeah. Yeah.
The men sleep here sometimes so they can water the fields at night when it won't evaporate as quickly. Today, a sprinkler is doing some of the work for them. Swarms of dragonflies hover over the neat green rows of lettuce. None of the men in this small group are from Senegal. All of them grew up working the fields in their home countries, but those farms are no longer producing like they used to. Rains are unpredictable. Crops don't grow.
Wow, parce que vous avez marissage bien au Senegal, amé.
Here in Senegal, the way they grow all this food, if you could have that in the neighboring countries, young people wouldn't go abroad.
Fode Balde is 30. He grew up on a farm in the Gambia.
The rainy season was really bad in the last few years.
Do you mean the rains did not come or there was too much? What happened?
Well, parce que dal.
I notice a big difference between before and nowadays. Nowadays, the rain is really rare.
Does Senegal feel like home now?
Yeah, it really does.
So you think you will stay here?
Yeah, we all talk about this. We have hope.
Sitting next to him, Sadio Conte is from Mali. He wears a black baseball cap that says Dior. He speaks in Bambara, which we translate into Wolof, then to English. He says the deserts in Mali are advancing. It's so much hotter where he's from in Mali, he says, which makes farming difficult. And he thanks God that he found work here. The changes that these men observe are consistent with what scientists have predicted would happen in Africa as the earth heats up. Most of the migration in Africa looks like this. According to the UN, 80% of migrants stay on the continent instead of going on to Europe. And these men immigrated here legally. They have freedom to move across borders within West Africa in the same way citizens of the European Union can cross EU borders freely. Farmers and herders have always migrated following weather patterns. But walking through the lettuce fields, Ousmane Diop of the IOM tells me things are different now.
70% of people here in Africa, in West Africa, do the agriculture. And agriculture depends integrally in climate condition. So that's why with the impact of climate change, migration is a coping strategy.
A coping strategy. Faced with dramatic changes in weather, people are coming up with their own solutions to support their families without crossing oceans, without risking their lives to reach countries that colonized them in the past. The Muslim call to prayer rings out from a mosque behind us. Some of the farm workers roll out prayer rugs and kneel. Seydou Balde is 29. He came here in 2015, also from the Gambia. Growing up, he knew exactly how to grow vegetables like the lettuce that he plants here, but now...
You know, sometimes during rainy season, we experience a lot of problems.
Here's one of those problems. At the beginning of the rainy season, you plant seeds, which germinate. But those seeds need more rain. So if there's an unexpected dry patch...
Those seeds that's germinated, they'll end up dying.
So you have to plant an entirely
new
crop.
You have to replant again while the season is going on.
And the rainy season is short, just 3 months. So losing time can be devastating.
Example, if it's supposed to wait 10 kilos... it will be waiting 5 kilos instead of 10.
So you're getting half the harvest that you usually
get. It will be very light because the production will be very poor. It will be very bad.
He would grow peanuts, corn, millet. Eventually bringing in half as much harvest as he used to, he couldn't keep up. So he left. And when he visits home, he tells other young men that they should leave too.
I tell them, if there is no work, you need to move out. Because like, if you don't work, you end up stealing. Because right now, if you are caught stealing and you are jailed for 2 years, that's a waste of time.
Does it make you sad to not be in your home country?
Actually, there's no place like home. No matter what, I feel to be home.
There's no place like home. These men wish they didn't have to find a new home. But for now, the lettuce is growing, and it needs to be picked. The midday break is over, and it's time for these men from all over West Africa to return to their fields in Senegal. Although this kind of regional migration within Africa is much more common, longer journeys to Europe are more dangerous, more politically provocative, and they get more attention. That's why Europe is fortifying its borders with Africa. On the northern edge of the African continent are two Spanish cities, surrounded by fences, guarded by men with guns. People have died trying to jump those barriers. As our reporting continues this week, we'll visit that land border where Africa meets Europe.
Melilla se ha bunkerizado.
Melilla today is like a bunker.
Es una sensación de isla.
It's like living in an island.
Melilla es, de algún modo, una puerta a Europa.
Melilla is somehow a gate into Europe.